And good morning. It's 6:31. This is NPR Illinois. I'm Sean Crawford. The case against a former Sangamon County Sheriff's deputy accused in the fatal shooting of Sonya Massey in her Springfield area home is now in the hands of the jury. Prosecutors and defense lawyers in Sean Grayson's murder trial finished closing arguments yesterday morning. Grayson, who is white, faces three counts of first-degree murder for the killing of the unarmed 36-year-old black woman. He could spend the rest of his life in prison if convicted of the charges. Jury deliberations continue this morning. U.S. Customs and Border Patrol Commander Gregory Bovino spent a little more than an hour on the witness stand in a Chicago federal courtroom yesterday. Capital News Illinois reports U.S. District Judge Sarah Ellis questioned Bovino about alleged violations of her temporary restraining order on using crowd control tactics like tear gas. Beginning last Thursday, the Border Patrol agents deployed tear gas 3 days in a row in four separate Chicago neighborhoods. Bovino himself threw canisters of tear gas into a crowd. Judge Ellis ordered Bovino to come back to court every day for the next week to deliver updates on agents' use of force. She also ordered him to get a body-worn camera like other agents have. Democrats at the State House say they won't vote on a new congressional map this week. Alex Degman brings us that story.
U.S. House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries hopes Illinois will redraw its 17-district map to favor Democrats more. He got a lukewarm reception. A spokesperson for Illinois House Speaker Emanuel Chris Welch says they won't consider a new map this week, but all options are on the table in the future. But the deadline for candidates to file to run is next Monday. State Representative Cam Buckner says someone needs to explain how they can vote for a new map given that constraint.
I think that's part of the leader and delegation in DCCC has to do to in order to sell this to folks. And once again, we're here to listen.
Some GOP states have already redrawn their maps ahead of next year's midterms at President Trump's request. I'm Alex Degman.
Illinois House Democrats filed a bill last night that would fund public transportation in the Chicago area. It would include a tax on billionaires' investment assets, a $5 surcharge for large events, and a statewide tax on entertainment, including streaming services and event tickets. Our weather for today, we'll still see some rain lingering around this morning. That'll give way to clearing skies by later today. High today of 57. It's 47 right now.